Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Tonight, the topic for our mutual encouragement is waking up in a hostile world.
今天晚上要与大家分享的题目是醒于险恶世界。
Are you sleeping right now?
你现在在睡觉吗？
Are you spiritually speaking right now?
属灵面你是否正在睡觉？
If you are sleeping, then you don't know what's the danger facing you.
如果你正在睡觉，那你就不知道你将面临什么样的危险。
So the Bible tells us we must wake up spiritually.
所以圣经教导我们要在属灵层面醒过来。
Because this is a hostile world.
因为这就是一个险恶的世界。
If you read the book of Psalm, from Psalm 120 to 134,There are totally 15 psalms.
如果你有读过诗篇，从120篇读到134篇，总共这35篇。
This psalm, 15 of them, are called the Song of Ascent.
这15篇就叫做上行之诗。
That they usually sing this psalm together when they go on a pilgrimage journey.
所以当他们要回到圣殿朝圣之路，通常都会一边走一边唱。
And when they arrive at the temple, they have to walk the step.The stair, they also sang these 15 songs.
当他们要上行，慢慢走每一个台阶上到圣殿的时候，他们就会一边走，一边登阶，一边唱这些诗。
Spiritually, we are also walking in a pilgrimage journey.
属灵层面来说，其实我们每一个人都在走朝圣之路。
We are supposed to be walking toward the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们的方向应该就是正面对天家前进。
We are supposed to walk upward and get closer and closer to God.
我们应该越来越往上走，并且越来越靠近神。
But we need to be encouraged because this is not an easy journey.
但是我们必须先得到这样的鼓励，告诉我们说这条路不好走。
We need these 15 songs and this message to encourage our faith.
我们正需要这十五篇的诗篇来鼓励我们。
So today we'll talk about the first one.
所以今天我们要来谈一谈第一篇
And then Psalm 120,
就是诗篇第120篇
Now let's turn to the book of Psalm 120
我们现在请翻到诗篇第120篇
There's only 7 verses, so let's read this together
只有七节，所以我们大家一起读
Let's read together
一起读
1, 2, 3 In my distress, I call to the Lord, and he answered me.Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. 3. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? 4. A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. 5. Woe to me that I sojourn in Meshach, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. 6.Too long have I had my dwelling amongst those who hate peace. 7. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. If we just read this 7 verse, we find out that it is a description of a very hostile world.
这七节正告诉我们所面临的就是险恶的世界。
That the chosen people want to walk and live a very peaceful life.
神的选民想要住在平静当中。
They want to draw close to God.
他们想要单纯的就与神靠近。
But there are people who hate them so much.
但是身旁却围绕着一群险恶的人。
First of all, they use the tongues to attack the chosen people.
第一，他们先用说谎的嘴唇来攻击选民。
There are a lot of lies. There's lots of bad words.
有很多的诡诈在其中。
And then secondly, they say, "Oh, let's fight. Let's fight. Let's have war."
第二，他们一直挑衅，想要挑起征战。
Well, you don't want trouble, but people want you to be in trouble.
是的，你本人不想惹祸，但是其他的人，他们却一直挑衅你。
This is a perfect description of the chosen people in the end time walking this heavenly journey.
这正是选民在末世的写照。
You don't want trouble, but people are very hostile to you.
你不想要惹祸上身，但是身旁的人却想要一直挑衅你。
For no other reason, just because you want to serve God, you want to draw close to God.
没有其他的原因，也就单纯因为你想要靠近神。
So just a little bit of historical background.
那我们现在来谈一谈历史背景。
So the author is describing himself. He's living very far away from Jerusalem.
这个作者呢，他谈到其实他住的地方离耶路撒冷很远。
So,He is surrounded by a lot of people who are very hostile to him.
他跟那些好战的人争住在一起。
Can you imagine if you live very, very far away from church?
你可以想象吗？如果你住的地方离教会非常遥远。
Very, very far away from your families.
也离家人很远。
And the neighbor or the people around you, they always say bad things about you.
你身边的人常常都在说着不好听的话。
Or they try to put you into trouble.
或者是想要让你陷入麻烦。
How do you feel?
你心里有什么感受呢？
If you have encountered those situations, then you understand the psalmist what he felt.
如果你曾经面临这样的处境，你就会明白作者在这里要说什么。
Now, where did the psalmist consider himself was living?
那这里。作者如何形容他所居住之地呢？
He described himself living in two places. One is called Mizak, and the other one is called Kida.
这里讲到两个地名，一个是米舍，一个是基达。
Verse 5.
就是在第五节的地方。
Where are these two places?
那这两个地方在哪里呢？
Well, they are real historical places.
他们是真实存在的地点。
First of all, Mizak is far, far north.
那米舍是在非常北方
，near the Black Sea today，
很靠近今天的黑海。
Well, if you want today, where they are is very close to like Ukraine or Russia, those very places.
黑海已经非常靠近
乌克兰，
乌克兰跟俄罗斯的边境。
So 3,000 years ago, 3,500 years ago, those place has no culture. There are people living there, but they are all barbarian.
大概在3000到3500年前，住在那里的人其实就是化外之人。
They don't act civilly.
他们并没有什么文明。
Maybe they even eat people.
甚至有可能有食人族。
Okay, so this is Mishak.
所以这是米舍。
And another one place mentioned here is called Kida.
另外一个地名叫做基达。
Kida is first far down south of the chosen people or the Israelites.
基达是在以色列的南方。
Could be referred to Saudi Arabia or the very desert place.
可以代表住在沙漠里面的人，大概像阿拉伯那种地方。
They are called Arabian tribes.
叫做阿拉伯的支派。
They are all nomadic people.
都是游牧民族。
They live in a tent like this.
住在像这样的帐篷里。
The tent are dark, then it's very big, and they all live in a tent.
帐篷很大，但是里面很黑。
And we know the Arabs, right? According to the Bible, they were also very hostile to the chosen people, Israelites.
我们知道阿拉伯人一向都对神的选民非常不友善。
So from the very north, the barbarian, to the very south, the Arabs or the Kedah, the people live in the Kedah tent.
不管是到北边的米舍，或是到南边的基达，
this is just a description.
这就是一个大略的这个形容。
That the chosen people they face a lot of hostile people around them.
神的选民不管在南在北，都有一些想要挑衅他们、
right.
征战的人。
It doesn't mean that person lived in these two places before.
并不是说这个作者他曾经住在这两个地方。
Because it's too far away.
因为这两个地方是极北跟极南。
But it's a description.
这就是一个形容。
Saying that, you know what? We are just surrounded by, I'm just surrounded by wolves. They are very, very cruel. They are very dangerous.
他就是形容作者他被一群化外之人还有野蛮之人所环绕。
Well, have you ever felt that you are surrounded by wolves or bad people? They try to devour you.
你有没有曾经有这样的处境呢？譬如说被一群野兽或是被一群很凶恶的人所环绕。
You move to a place that the neighbor are not nice to you.
你搬到一个地方，结果你周围的邻居对你非常不好。
You move to a new school, but people don't want to make friends to you.
你刚刚转学到一个新学校，却没有人愿意跟你做朋友。
You go to a new company, but your colleague bully you.
你去到一个新公司，结果新的同事都在欺负你。
They talk bad about you at your back.
他们在后面说你的坏话。
Then you feel very pressure.
你就觉得压力很大。
Yes, actually, spiritually speaking, we are all like this summers.
是的，在属灵层面，我们都像这个作者一样。
What Jesus said, you are just like a sheep among the wolves.
因为耶稣说，我们就像羊入狼群一样。
They want to devour you.
他们想要把我们吞吃。
It's not easy.
所以很不容易。
So let's look at the structure of this psalm.
那我们来看看这一篇的组织。
From verse 1 to 2, it's talk about the psalmist is crying for help.
第一到第二节是谈到作者的向神的呼求。
It's very precious.
是非常宝贵的。
He says, "When I'm in distress, I call unto you, and you will answer me."
他说我在急难中求告神，神就应允我。
Now, make sure next time, or right now, maybe even you are going through distress, you have to call unto God.
记得，不管是现在还是未来，当你面对急难的时候，记得求告神。
You have to pray instead of drawing away from God.
你要求告神，而不是远离神。
You have to rely on God instead of relying on yourself.
你要求告神， 不是只有依靠自己。
Secondly, verse 3 to 4 is a judgment on the deceit.
第二段就是第三到第四节是谈到一个审判。
That God will judge those who have bad tongues, who speak lies, and will attack the chosen people.
神会审判那些有诡诈舌头的人。
God will use the burning coal, the sharp arrow to destroy those people.
神会用利剑还有炭火来毁灭这些人。
Because they attack the Israelites, the chosen people.
因为他们攻击神的选民。
Spiritually speaking, God will revenge.
神属灵层面来说，神是会报复的。
We know that the devil is our true enemy, not human being.
我们知道人不是我们的仇敌，而是魔鬼。
We know that all lies, all hatred come from the devil.
我们知道所有的谎言跟恨恶都是从魔鬼而来。
If today someone hates you, someone say bad things to you.
如果今天有人恨你，有人对你说不好的话，
you don't hate back the person.
你不要回恨那个人。
Because you know that person was controlled by the devil.
因为你知道那个人他是被魔鬼所掌控。
So you have to pray for the one who persecutes you.
所以我们才要为那些逼迫我们的人祷告。
But God will judge the devil. God will put him into the eternal fire.
但是神会审判魔鬼，会把他放到永火里。
God will destroy his life.
神会毁灭他的生命。
And verse 5 to 7 is talk about the reality of the exiled people.
那第五到第七节是讲到一些被掳之人的情况。
They live in pain all the time.
他们常常都生活在痛苦当中。
They want peace, but there is no peace. People want to fight them.
他们想要和平，但是周围的人却不想要。
They don't want war, but the surrounding people want to destroy them.
他们不想要征战，但是周围的人却想要与他们征战。
So the chosen people have no choice. Okay, if you want to fight, I don't want trouble. If you want trouble, you want to fight us, then we have to fight back.
那所以选民他最后没有办法，就只好征战回去。
They want peace, they want shalom, but they were given war.
他们想要平安，却得到征战。
Okay, if you want war, then we give you war.
那你想要与我征战，我只好跟你征战了。
God will give the chosen people overcome the enemies in the war.
那神会在征战当中帮助他的选民。
That happened in the so many times in the history of the chosen people.
在历史上，我们都知道这很多次都发生在选民的身上。
For example, when they just left Egypt.
譬如说，像他们刚刚离开埃及的时候。
The Amalekites want to fight the Israelites.
亚玛利人就想要攻击以色列人。
Israelites didn't want to fight.
以色列人一点都不想打仗。
They just want to walk past.
他们只想要经过那一段地方。
But the Amalekites come out to fight them.
但是亚玛利人就出来与他们征战。
Then God told Moses, go up to the mountain.
所以神就告诉摩西说，上到山顶。
And then Moses prayed in the mountain.
那摩西就在山顶祷告。
And Joshua fight the Amalekites.
约书亚就带着军队来跟亚玛利人征战。
Well, they didn't want a war, but if they are given a war, Israelite, the chosen people will always win.
他们不想打仗，但是每一次在打仗当中，神都会帮助他们去打赢。
But the teaching is we should desire peace.
但是这里的教导就是说，我们心里是要向往和睦的。
Okay, in this psalm, we have to take a look at a few very key, important key words.
然后我们要来从这个诗篇里面去学习几个关键字。
We have to just learn two words tonight.
今天晚上先学两个。
The first one is called Shika.
一个是 Shika.
Shika is translated lie or deceit.
就是讲到诡诈或者是谎言。
The original word is called Shika.
这原文就是 Shika.
Shika is not just like, oh, you carelessly say something just wrong, you make a mistake.
Shika 不是一个很普通说形容一个人说谎或者是说错话。
Or I forgot something, I just make an error.
或者是不小心说错。
No, it's not those careless mistakes.
不是这样很简单的错误。
It's someone who purposely twisted another person's words and make lie and falsehood.
是一个人他故意扭曲别人的话，然后再说出另外一段谎言。
So it's on purpose.
所以是故意的。
In order to deceive someone or make someone into trouble.
为了要欺骗别人，或是为了要引人入祸。
So here said the enemies.Giving a lot of weapon is called the shika.
所以这里讲到那些仇敌，他们就带来很多的 shika， 就是这一些诡诈。
Their weapon is not only arrow or guns or knife.
他们手上的武器不是只有刀枪而已。
The arrows or the weapons are lies.
他们手上的武器就是谎言。
A lie or wrong words is even or deceiving deceit is even more fatal than a knife or a gun.
一个说谎跟诡诈的舌头是比刀枪还有剑更加利的。
For example, today, if you receive a call of a scammer.
譬如说今天如果你接到一通诈骗电话
Oh, it's deceit, it is lie.
它里面充满了谎言
Especially senior people, be careful the phone call sometimes.
特别是老人家在接电话的时候要特别小心
Or even young people, you go online, you say, oh, click here, you'll earn big money if you buy this online course.
特别是像年轻人在网络上也可能被诈骗
Oh, you buy this $1,000 online course, you'll make $1 million in the future.
如果你买这个网络的课程只要1000块，但是以后你会赚上百万
So many people are so foolish, and they believe in those lies.
所以很多人他们就相信了，就按进去了
If that person can train you to become a millionaire, why he didn't be a millionaire himself?
那如果一个人他可以训练你成为一个百万富翁，为什么他自己不先成为百万富翁呢
？Why have to sell you these courses?
为什么他要在网络上卖你这些课程呢
？Right, and some of the scammer, they lie to you, and then they think, oh.You follow the instruction, you'll be given some gift or money.
也有一些诈骗集团告诉你在电话上要按什么按什么号码，然后最后你就可以得到免费的礼物。
They say, "Oh, your account is hacked, so you have to protect your account. You follow my instruction."
或者是他说你的账号已经被盗了，为了要保护你的账号，你要跟着我来操作。
You can be scammed. You can be cheated. Your whole life saving.
你可以就这样一通电话就被骗了你毕生的积蓄。
Right?People give you a gun, people give you a knife, they can only rob your wallet, maybe a few hundred dollars.
可能有人在你面前拿刀叫你把钱包拿出来，顶多就是几百块失去而已。
But a lie and a scheme can cheat you your whole life saving.
但是一个说谎跟诡诈的电话却可以骗到你毕生的积蓄。
Or even deceive or lie and get your trust and your love.
或者是欺骗到你的心，让你完全相信他。
So the devil, the most terrible weapon is shika, is lies and deceit.
所以魔鬼手上的武器就是一个 shika， 就是一个骗人的东西。
We have to be very careful of this lie.
所以我们要对这个诡诈非常的小心。
The second key word is shalom.
那第二个关键字就是 shalom.
Shalom, we all know very famously. It's a Hebrew word, but it's also called peace.
我们都知道这个希伯来字非常的出名，它就是和平的意思。
Verse 6 and verse 7, he said, well, I want peace, I want shalom.
第六节跟第七节他都有说我愿和睦。
But they hate shalom, they hate peace.
但是周围的人却恨恶和睦。
So this peace, the word shalom, not only mean peace, but also mean total well-being, harmony with God.
所以这里的和睦不只是指着与人有和平，而是与神之间有和平。
But the world doesn't want peace.
但是这个世界并不想要这样的和平。
The world doesn't want to have peace with God.
世界并不想要与神和解。
And they also doesn't want to have peace with each other.
他们也不想与人有和睦。
They always want to fight something.
他们一直都想要征战。
Now this world categorized by these two words.
所以这个世界呢，就可以就带着这两样。这两个关键字
There are a lot of lies.
有里面有很多的诡诈
And if you believe in those lies,
如果你相信了这些谎言
If you follow those lies, you will never have peace.
如果你跟随这些诡诈走，那你永远得不到和平
So what can we do?
那我们该怎么做呢
We have to learn that this world doesn't belong here.
那我们就知道我们所向往的生命并不属于这个世界
Why the summers want to embark the journey toward the Mount Zion?The house of God.
为什么在这个作者想要走上山，走上锡安山的路上要唱这段歌呢
？Why he want to make a journey of pilgrimage?
为什么他想要走上这段朝圣之路呢
？Because he was very unhappy living where he was.
因为他住在这个身处的世界，他非常不快乐。
There were so many lies.
里面有很多的谎言。
And the people are not friendly.
而且周围的人非常的不友善。
They don't want peace.
他们不想要和睦。
I live among them. I also have no peace.
我住在他们当中，我自己也得不到和平。
So he wanted to say, "I want to make this journey and return to God."
所以他说，我决定要走上这段朝圣之路，走回神身边。
I don't want to live in Meshach. I don't want to live in the near the people near the tent of Kedar.
我不想要住在米舍，也不想住在基达的帐篷。
I want to draw close to God.
我想要离神越来越近。
So that's why he make a U-turn.
所以为什么他往回走
？I don't know where he end up there at the beginning, in the first place.
我不知道他刚开始是怎么走到那里去的。
But he wanted to come back and draw closer to God.
但是他想要往回走，走回神的身边。
It's a spiritual U-turn.
这就是属灵的回转。
Because if you know, if he live there for too long, he will be a person of lie. He will be a person of war.Because he will be changed.
因为他后来明白，如果他住在那个地方太久，他就会被改变成跟周围的人一样了。
So he was living a life of not so happily.
所以他住在一段不快乐的地方。
So what does it tell us here? Spiritual teaching.
所以这里属灵可以告诉我们什么？
A repentance begin with holy dissatisfaction.
一个悔改出自于真心的，
你对现状不满。
对现状不满。
Because you feel that this place is not good for me spiritually.
因为你发现这个地方对我属灵的生命是不好的。
You are not happy spiritually.
你在属灵方面得不到满足。
You think,If I continue to live in this kind of lifestyle, I will not have peace.
你知道，你住在这里越久，你就越不平静。
So I want to have a, make a change.
所以我想要改变。
And then when this dissatisfaction happened, he started to turn around and draw back to God.
那当这个不满足出现了，他就决定要往回走，回到神那边。
Today, brother and sister, let me ask you a question.
现在弟兄姐妹，我想要问你一个问题。
If you are very happy with the world, very happy with the worldly entertainment, worldly at Happy with the world culture, it is okay, but you will never truly return to God.
如果你对这个世界上的一切享乐或者是追求非常的满足快乐，那你就不会想要回到神身边。
You will think that, oh, it's a beautiful world. There's a song, right? It's a beautiful world.
你就会像一首歌所说的，这个世界真是美好啊。
Wow, the culture is so nice.
这个文化真好。
I want to fit in.
我想要跟其他人一样。
I want to be recognized by other people.
我想要融入，想要跟别人有一样的想法。
I like those lies because I feel good.
我喜欢在说谎的嘴唇当中打滚，因为感觉很好。
Well, then you never return to God.
那你就没有机会回转归向神。
But if you started to feel dissatisfied,
但是如果你开始觉得不满足了
，This world, I don't like it.
我不喜欢这个世界。
This world will not give me true joy.
这世界不会给我真正的快乐。
If you realize I don't belong here,
如果你开始觉得我不属于这里
I have to live here, but I don't belong here.
是的，我必须住在这里，但是我不属于这里。
I belong to God's place.
我属于神的家。
I didn't belong to you. I don't belong to Kida. I don't belong to Meshach.
我不属于米舍，也不属于基达。
One day I have to return.
有一天我要回家。
Then your spiritual realization is your turning point.
那你在属灵上的觉醒就是你生命的转捩点。
Have you come to this realization?
你有没有来到这个转捩点呢？
I don't belong this world.
我不属于这个世界。
Let's sing hymn 191.
我们一起唱诗191首。
Psalm 190, hymn 191.
赞美诗191首。
Do you have this realization? You do not belong here.
你有没有这样的觉醒？就是你不属于这里。
But the world will feed you a lot of deceit.
但是世界会给你很多的欺骗。
The world will not just attack a believer with physical persecution.
这个世界不是只有在肉体上会攻击我们的
信徒。If the devil give you physical persecution, you will be more watchful. You pray more. You become even more fervent.
因为如果我们在世界上受到逼迫，我们可能会更加的热心。
But the devil knows there's something more effective.
那魔鬼知道可以用另外一种方法更有效。
Which is to feed you with lies.
就是给你很多的谎言。
You attack believers with lies.
他会用谎言来攻击我们的信徒。
What are the lies today?
那今天我们听到什么样的谎言呢？
False ideology, false value.
就是错误的价值观。
Yes, and also refine morality, redefine morality.
然后重新跟这个定义道德观。
The Bible is very clear what is moral, what is right, what is wrong.
圣经已经很清楚告诉我们什么是善，什么是恶。
For example, what is marriage? One husband, one wife, one male, one female.
譬如说婚姻是什么呢？就是一夫一妻，一男一女。
But the world will fill you lie.
但是这个世界告诉我们谎言。
Doesn't have to be one man, one woman.
不一定要一男一女吧。
They will tell you, maybe one man to another man also love. Love is love.
他说爱就是爱，一男配另外一男也是可以的。
Why do you judge people?
为什么要审判别人呢？
One female to another female also love.
一个女的配另外一个女的也是可以的。
They redefine morality.
他们重新定义道德观。
They also think that, oh, if you don't love the person, why do you stuck with this marriage?
他们也告诉我们，如果你不喜欢这个人，为什么要这样卡在婚姻里呢？
Or if he doesn't love you, you don't deserve. He doesn't deserve you. You are free to be walking away.
如果他不爱你了，你也可以离开。
Why you lock in a loveless marriage?
为什么你要被婚姻的牢笼所笼住呢？
This is lie. This is toxic. This is redefined morality.
这些都是有毒的价值观。
If you don't know the truth, you believe in this lie.
如果你不认识真理，你就会被这些价值观所骗了。
Toxic media.
有毒的媒体。
Media is neutral, but there are so much negative and harmful media content than the good one.
现在的主流媒体有很多很有毒的讯息。
You don't really read the Bible because you think it's boring.
如果你不读圣经，因为你觉得圣经很无聊。
But people like the YouTuber, influencer, watch the video, whatever people say.
很多人喜欢在网络上看一些短视频，不管别人说什么，全部通通照单全收。
So today we are surrounded by a lot of lies.
所以今天我们生活就是被这些谎言所环绕。
Especially young people, because they are inexperienced in their life, their brain and their mind are not totally formed by the truth.
特别是现在的年轻人、青少年，因为他们还不成熟，还被很多这个世界的观念所引导。
If you are a university student, or you are always in the social media, you are surrounded by Meshach and Kedar.
如果你是个大学生，然后你又常常上网看这些短视频，那你就是被米舍跟基达的人所包围。
Even you are adult, the whole day, whenever you have time, you just doom scrolling, you just doom scrolling, watch, watch, watch.
所以即使你是个大人，今天你没事的时候，一定是拿起手机来一直滑，无脑的滑。
What does the lie the world tell you nowadays?
那今天你的手机，你的世界会告诉你什么呢
？They'll tell you success equal to money.
成功等于赚钱。
You don't have money, you're a loser.
你如果没有钱，你就是个输家。
If you're a billionaire, doesn't care what you do. You get money, people respect you.
如果你是个亿万富豪，你只要有钱，身边的人就爱你，就尊敬你。
This is a lie.
这是谎言。
Money doesn't equal to success.
金钱不等于成功。
Success is if you can reach heaven, you are being saved, you have good relationship with God.
成功就是你可以成功达到天门，你可以与神有美好的关系。
Even the Lazarus, the beggar, in God's eye, is more precious, more successful than the rich man. God doesn't even recognize him after the rich man died.
就连乞丐拉撒路在神的眼中都比那个无名的财主还要更宝贵。
The world tell you everything is relative.
这个世界告诉你什么东西都是相对的。
Nothing is absolute. You don't have to be so straight.
没有什么是绝对的，你不用那么的严肃。
Well, the Bible.Tell us, truth is absolute, it's not relative.
但是圣经告诉我们，真理是绝对的，并不是相对的。
But if you don't know the Bible, you believe all the lie, you're being attacked, you don't know, and you, wow, you feel, oh, attack me, I like your attack.
但是你不认识真理的话，你就被这个世界所攻击，而且你还不知道你自己被攻击。
If you are being chopped by a knife, you'll cry, you'll go to ER because you're bleeding.
如果你被一把刀刺进去了，那你会赶快冲到医院去，因为你正在流血。
You don't want to die.
你不想要死。
But if you are being cheated, you are being lied to, you don't even know, you may even enjoy it.
那你被欺骗，你身在谎言当中，你根本就不晓得自己被攻击了。
And you give up all your money.
然后你还把你所有的钱都掏出来。
And you believe in someone who don't even exist, or someone who is trying to hurt you.
然后你还相信那个不存在的人，或者是那个存心想要伤害你的人。
The world tell you your worth is based on your online image.
这个世界又告诉我们，我们的价值就在于我们在网络上所出现的人格。
What you post.
你在网络上你放上了什么？上传了什么
？How many likes do you get？
你到底得到多少个赞
？So these are all lies.
这些都是谎言。
If you do not turn off those noise to the world，
如果你不关掉这些来自世界的噪音
，If you do not cry to God，
如果你不呼求神
，You'll be sinking in the lie. You'll be drowned in the lie. You'll be dead in the lie one day.
你会淹没在这些谎言里面，有一天死在谎言当
中。You must wake up and say, you know that true shalom doesn't provide by the world.
你当你有一天真的醒过来，你才明白真正的平安只有来自于神。
The world doesn't like shalom. They will not give you shalom.
这个世界不会给你平安的。
Because they don't have it.
因为他们自己就没有平安。
They don't know what does that mean.
他们不知道真平安是什么。
But God knows, and God wants to offer you.
只有神知道，而且神想要把真平安赐给你。
Only when you move to Jerusalem, if you move to Mount Zion.
只有当你想要朝着耶路撒冷、锡安山前进。
Not the physical Jerusalem.
不是现在真正的耶路撒冷。
The spiritual Jerusalem.
是真实的。
You know, Jerusalem is a Jerusalem. Shalom means shalom.
那耶路撒冷，那个撒冷其实就是平安的意思。
Shalom means peace.
撒冷就是平安的意思。
Only in God.You have true peace.
只有在神那里才有真正的平安。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing him. 424.
424首。